Today, Shem Sethba Mitzia, Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tez Zayin on the Be'ez, 12 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Omar Reb Avua, Omar Reb Yochanan. Hamotzi Ishtar Choyv B'shuk. If somebody finds Ishtar Choyv, a document in the street, Api Shekosu B'Hempik, even though the document has a Hempik on it, the definition of a Hempik is a certification. The Bezdin certified the shtar layachziru. They should not give the shtar back the balam to the malva. And the Gemara explains, let me buy hechad loykosub by hempuk. Certainly in a situation where this document does not have a hempuk, dikalameimer, we have to be concerned that kosub loyva, that there was originally an intention to use the shtar, to use this document to borrow money for loy lover, but at the end it wasn't used to borrow any money, and therefore certainly the malva is not deserving of the shtar. Ela fila kosuba hempik, even if the shtar is certified, my nihu, and as we've been learning, what is the definition of a hempik? The mekuyim, that the shtar was certified, and as we have often explained, the explanation of a certification means that either the Edom who signed on the shtar came and said that we indeed signed the shtar. Another explanation that we gave for hempik, for certification, is that the signatures of these Edom are on file in Bezdin, and because they're in file in Bezdin, Bezdin is able to compare and recognize that this is indeed their signature, or there are people that come in and are able to identify that we recognize that these are the signature of these Edom. Lo yachzer, we still should not give this document that was found on the street back to the malva. The chashina leparoyim, we have to be concerned that it was already paid off. Esvei, ask the Gemara, Esvei Yimiel Rav Avua, we're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvah Shem. On Daf Chof Amar Aleph, Kom Masa Bezdin, if we have a court action, a document or action that was made in Bezdin and it was found in the street, Hareza Yachzer, the halacha is that we do give it back to the malva. So ask the Gemara, isn't a shtar choiv that has a hempik on it in the category of a masa Bezdin? And since it's in the category of a masa Bezdin, shouldn't the halacha say that it should be returned to the malva? Amalei, so he said to him, Yirmiyah, my son, lav komaz de Bezdin shavim. Not all Maisa Bezdin are treated the same way. Ella, when do we say that? Kigon shehuchsa karfin. Only in a case where the loiva has been proven to have said something that wasn't true. And once the loiva was proven to say something that's not true, so if he now comes and says that this document that we have found, Parati, he already paid, that we don't believe him. But under other circumstances, where loyuchs a kafrin, where the loiva has not been established as a kafrin, we don't just assume, we have to be concerned that the star was Parati, was paid up. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, Omshum de chachs a kafrin chad azimna, because he was identified to be a person that said something not true. Loi para klal doesn't mean he never pay up. Ella amar Rava. Therefore, Rava explains the Masnison, the Mishnah Daf Chof, that speaks about Masa Bezdin, is speaking as we discussed in our previous year, in very unique types of shtaros. B'shtar chaltoa v'adrachta, as we explained, a shtar that Bezdin gives to the malva when the loiva refuses to pay his loan. A drachta is a document that's given to the malva where Bezdin can't find that the loiva has the ability to pay. Those are unique situations. As we explained in our previous year, only those maisa Bezdin is dalach are given back to the malva. But under cases, just because we find the shtar, doesn't mean we should give it back to the malva. Says the Gemara, the Kafran, now that we've discussed this halach, now that we've mentioned that the halacha discusses or recognizes the fact that this person is a kafirin. Once we begun to speak about such a person, name of Mabel, so let's discuss, says the Gemara, another halacha. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef ben Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Loi, a Bezdin told the Loiva, who denied owing money. But Bezdin tells him, say, Tainloi, give him money. Vamaloi, and then after a while, the Loiva says, Parati, I follow through on Bezdin's psak, and I paid it up. Nema, and I paid what? And I fulfilled Bezdin's psak, Bezdin's decision of Tzei Tainloi. Neman, he's believed. And of course, as we discussed earlier on Daf Heyom and Aleph, Rav Nachman taught us that Chazal instituted a Shvuas Heses. The definition of a Shvuas Heses is the midaraisa, as we've learned, only when a person is a moedim amixis, when he partially admits, is the halacha that he has to swear. But if he's a kofer hakol, if he completely denies owing any money, midaraisa, he doesn't have to swear. Chazal instituted a shvuas heses, and this would be a case that you would have to swear a shvuas heses. Neman with that shvua. Ba malva lichtoiv, but if he wants to write an adrachta that through that loan he should be able, through that document he should be able to collect from the loiva and kosher and nice and light. We don't do that on behalf of the malva, and the reason is because we have to indeed be concerned to that the loan was paid up, and therefore since the we have to be concerned that the loan was paid up, we don't have a right to write an adrachta. We don't have a right to write an adrachta on behalf of the malva. However, says the Gemara, if what Bezdin had told the loiva was chayv atalitin loy, they didn't say it the same way as they said in the previous line of the Gemara. In the previous line of Gemara, they used the strong wording of tsei tein loy. Here, all they said was chayv atalitin loy. And now, based on that, the loiva says, Parati, I paid it up. Ein a neman. We don't believe him. The malva swears, and based on the, not like we learned in the previous line, where the loiva says, where the loiva is believed, and all he needs to do is make a shvuas heses. Here, it's just the opposite. The malva swears that wasn't paid, and he collects what he's owed. Why? Because since all the Bezdin said was chayv atalitin loy, but they didn't say it with the same definitiveness as tsei, but therefore we don't believe that he paid. And furthermore, bal malva lichtoiv, if the malva now wants Bezdin to write on his behalf an adrachta, the halacha will be kosin v'noisin loy. Because if, and as Rashi explains, that since this had to come to Din Torah, if it didn't come to Din Torah, so that people that pay, obviously, their obligations. But if this came to a Din Torah, the person is not going to be quick to pay unless he has no option. The Medrash in Parshas Mishpatim, the Medrash Tanchuma brings, Maisa Be'echad, there was a story with an individual, Shalach Eitzel Adayinim Chaveri, that went to a Din Torah with somebody else, Zocheyu, and if he prevails in the Din Torah, Yotz Meshabach is a Dayin. He leaves Bezdin and praises a Dayin. Alman, he says, Ein Chochen Kaplanya Adayin, there's nobody as wise as that Dayin. V'hu Malach, he says that this Dayin is just a Malach. Lizman, says the Medrash further, Chozer Eitzel Ladina Ladin, then this very same individual ended up by the same Dayin for another Din Torah, v'chayve, and he lost. Hiskel Kalaloi, he starts to curse this Dayin. V'ame ein shoyte ba'olim k'moyse, there's no greater fool. Amaloi, so people asked him, Esma Malach, yesterday you called this Dayin a Malach, v'ayoyim, and now you call him shoyte, you call him a fool. L'kach k'siv Elohim lo'isakalol. And the Mefarshim try to understand what is this Mishnah, what is this Medrash trying to teach us. So we just learned that the Gemara differentiated what happened. If the Dayan said Tzen Tenloy, or if the Dayan said Chayv Tenloy. Because if the Dayan said Tzen Tenloy, Rashi explained, that's considered a final psak. And then the Dayan, the Loy was believed when he said he fulfilled it. But if all Bezdin said was just Chayv Atalit Tenloy, since it wasn't a final psak on the part of Bezdin, we don't assume that the loiver would pay it. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin explains the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov. Mitzvah l'dayin l'vtsoya es adin. The dayin should try to make a compromise. But if he sees that there's no room for compromise, it's obvious who's right and who's wrong, then he has to say what's right and what's wrong. And that's, explains the Nachlas Yaakov, what this Medrash Tanchum is trying to say. The Dayan paskened halacha, and he said, and the person who wins says, "Ein chochem k'dayin azeh." Why did the Dayan paskin this way? Because he saw it was a clear cut case. In the second din Torah, the Dayan wasn't that convinced. So instead of using the wording tsenat to litaloi, look into the medrash. He says chayv atalit loy, and the reason he used the word chayv atalit loy is because the Dayan himself is not clear, and he uses, as the Gemara has been explaining, this type of ambiguous language. The people coming out of the Din Torah now are confused, because if the Dayan says something which is clear, so there's no room for discussion. The Dayan was absolutely clear. And that's when the Dayan is actually complimented. But when the Dayan uses wording which is not clear, that's when the people say, you don't give us the clarity of what to say, of what to do, and that's when they start degrading the Dayanim. Razib Mishmeidra of Nachman Amar, that in all cases where the Bezdin said to the Loiva, you have to pay, he holds, we don't differentiate. Bein tsein loy, bein chayv atan loy, whatever wording was used, and then v'omar, and the loyva says, parati, I paid it up, nemen. The loyva is believed, and as we keep on repeating, of course, is going to have to make a shvuas heses. However, bob malva, lichtoiv, and if the malva wants Bezdin to write on his behalf a shtar drachta, ein koisvim v'naisen loy, we will not do so. Eliikal aflugi, where is the room for making a differentiation? Amru loy, Bezdin told him, say ten loy. Ulama prati, and then he says, I fulfilled Bezdin's psak and I paid. Ve'idim eidim soy, and then there are eidim that say, shloy paroy, that he didn't do as he said. So he becomes chuch se kafrin loy samamin. He's identified as a kafrin, and regarding that money, and he therefore will never be believed to say parati unless he could bring Edom that will be able to back up that he indeed paid up what he said. Otherwise, we won't be ever trust when he says he paid it. What does it mean that Edom may eat my socially parai? So Rashi explains that it means that the Malva approached the Loiva to pay up, and the Loiva didn't pay, even though he said, I'm not going to pay. So even though Bezdin had clearly indicated that he has to pay, the fact that he said in front of Edom, well, I'm not going to pay you, is considered a case of Edom, Edom, Esoi, Shloi Poro. And the Ramban and the Rosh ask on Rashi's Pshat, just because he made that type of a statement doesn't mean that he should not be trusted. So they therefore say that Rashi explains that the fact that a person had the chutzpah, had the temerity to speak that way, is a proof that this loiva has no intention to pay. The Ramban, however, has a different approach. The Ramban says that this person says, I paid. I paid the Malva at this time and this place. And now there are Edom that come and say that it can't be passably true because the time and place that you're saying you paid them, you paid up the Malva, you were with us elsewhere. And therefore, we don't, and therefore, that's Pshat when the Edom say they're saying that true. Moreover, I saw that the Sefer Kibbutz Shmuz explains, why is this the halacha? So he says that we often learn in our shiurim that the loiva, under certain circumstances, has the right to say parati. So he explains, when a loiva says parati, it means that the Torah believes him when he says parati. But it's a special namonis that the Torah gave to the loiva to say parati. And under certain circumstances, he doesn't have that namonis, the circumstances that we just learned. However, continues the Gemara, this is Rav Zvid's way of explaining the difference between say and chayiv. If the Beis Din told the loiva chayiv atalit and loy, and based on that psak Beis Din, did the loiva say parati? And then the Edom Edom say shaloi para. The Edom say testimony didn't pay. And then chazav amma parati. And now the loiva says, well, now I already paid up. There lohuch sakar flois a moment. He's not considered a kafran for that money. And therefore, with a shvuas hesis, he will be believed. Says the Gemara, my tama. Why is it not considered, as we've been learning according to Rashi Pshat, that this person is a chutzpah? Has chutzpah to say different than Beis Din, because ishtemuti hunim shtamit minei. The person is trying to stall. He's trying to buy time. Because since he heard Beis Din only use the words chayiv atalit and loy, so in his mind, Beis Din isn't absolutely convinced. Beis Din isn't absolutely convinced that he has to pay. And therefore, he's trying to push it off because he hopes Adam Aini by Rabbanan Bedini, I want to give the Beis Din a chance to really look into this matter and maybe realize that I don't owe the money. And therefore, by saying he paid, we don't automatically call him or declare him a kafir. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yoichan. Money lay yesh biyotcha. Somebody comes to someone else and says, you owe me a mana. V'lo oimer ein lecha biyotcha klum, I owe you nothing. V'mid ve'edem me'idem asoshiyesh loy. And here then, the Malva has Edom that he owes the money. V'chazva Amar. And now he says, Prati, I paid you back what I owed you. So the halacha is, Huchsa Kafrin Lois Amamin. He's been identified as a Kafrin regarding that money. And therefore, he's not going to be believed when he says Prati. And says the Gemara, the Gemara quotes such an incident. Ki'odesh ha'psoi b'reid ramirinus. He wrote for his daughter-in-law into a ksuba that she brought a very expensive coat from a parent's home, the kiblalei, and Shapsi accepted upon himself that if this marriage will be terminated, his son will die and she'll become an almana, his son will divorce her. He will be obligated, in the place of a son, that he has to make her whole the value of that coat. As we often discuss, there are two types of assets a woman brings into a marriage. Nechsi Malug and Nechsi Tzoyim Barzal. The halacha is by Nechsi Malug, the principal belongs to the wife, and the husband uses that those payers, and if it gets ruined, it's her loss. But then there's Nechse Tzoyim Barzal, that the husband takes upon himself, or in this case, it's the father-in-law who takes upon himself, that he is responsible for this value. And therefore, he took upon himself that if something should happen to this marriage, he'll have to reimburse her. And then, says the Gemara, Icher is Ksubasa, she lost the Ksuba where this obligation was stated. Amalah, and now the marriage ended for whatever reason, and she comes to ask her father-in-law for the value of that coat. And he says to her, this never happened. And then there were Edom that came and said in Kosov Law that he did make such a commitment. Saif Amalah, and then he changed the story. And he said, yes, I did make the commitment, but I already paid you up. Osla Kamed Rav Chiya, this question came to Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya said, Huchse Kafran L'Oysa Itzdala, he's already been identified and Kafran with this vis-a-vis this coat, and he's going to have to pay for it. Amr of Oven, or unless he could prove with Edom that he did. Amr of Oven, Amr of Bilal, Amr of Yochanan. If somebody was in a din Torah and the Bezdin says that you have to make a shvua, whether it was a situation of a moed of a mixus or whether it was a situation that the malva had an eid echad, that in those cases the Torah requires a shvua, vamar, and in response to that, the person who's supposed to make the shvua says, Nishbati, I already swore. V'eidim me'idin esoi, Shaloi Nishba, and the Edom able to say they did not do so. And again, it'll be the same pshatim as we learned before, how you could bring Edom to say something didn't happen. Then the aloch is Huchse Karfan Laisa Shvua. He can't ever say that I made the Shvua. He's going to have to make the Shvua in front of Bezdin. Amruka made the Ravua, and this was said to Ravua. What Rabbi Oven said makes sense in a case, the Bezdin said he's Chayiv Shvua, and in this case, he won't be believed to say that he already swore given the circumstances. Aval, in a case, Chayiv Atzmai Shvua, where the person volunteered to make a Shvua, there, Neman, even though he once lied, he will be believed, because of it inish the mikra v'amah. It happens that people say that they're going to make a shvua, and then they want to back out. And therefore, saying that he wanted to back out doesn't mean that he's a kafrin. Says the Gemara, Ahadru kamed Rav Oven, they said to Rav Oven to be this distinction between if Bezdin said you should make a shvua, versus if you volunteer to make a shua, Amar lo, and Rav Oven said, Anon nami bezan amri. I too, when I said that the person becomes a huch, a kafran by a shua, is only by a shua that Bezdin obligated, not a shua that he volunteered. And it manami, says the Gemara, Amar of Oven, Amar of Vula, Amar of Yochanan, Chayv Adam, Hoy Chayv, L'chaver Shvua Bezdin. If somebody's obligated to make a shua, Amar, and he says, Nishbati, I did make the shvua. Ve'edim, edim, I say shalin nishba. And then there are edim that say that it didn't happen. Huchsa karfan, I say shvua. Because it was Bezdin that obligated him on the shvua. Says the Gemara. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamaytish shtachoy b'shuk. When somebody finds this type of a document in the street, v'kosuba hempik, and there's a certification, v'kosuba is manabay b'yoyim. And the date on the shtar is today's date. There Allah is, Yachzir al-Balam. We give it back to the Malva without any concern. Because says the Gemara, why would there be a reason not to give back a shtar to the Malva? If it's because maybe the shtar was never exercised, they only wrote the shtar, but they never actually borrowed the money, says the Gemara, there's a hempik here. And the fact that there's a hempik here is a proof that it was exercised. Vimashim Pura, that maybe the loiv already paid up, says the Marla Pura, we're not concerned that the loiv paid on the very day that the loan took place. Amalei Reb Zeiler of Asi, me Amar Reb Yochanan Hachi, is this actually what Reb Yochanan said? I asked the Gemara, Ha'at Amrit Mishmeid Reb Yochanan, didn't you teach us in the name of Reb Yochanan, Shtar Shalav Abba, if a shtar was used to borrow money, or Pura, and then it was paid up, you cannot reuse that shtar. Because as we learned extensively earlier in our Masechta, that every shtar has in it a chrayis, that if I, the loiva, don't have the ability to pay you back, you could go after my assets, after the lakuchas. And once the shtar is paid up, then that obligation to go, that that the loiva takes upon himself, the halacha is over, and therefore the shtar cannot be used. There is a machloikus rishonim. Does that mean that the shtar that was used and paid up is never could be used again for lekuchas? Or does it mean that the shtar is entirely disqualified? Some rishonim learn it can't be used to go after lekuchas, but doesn't mean that it can't be used to go after the loiva. And there are others that say that you can't even go after the loiva with that shtar. The shtar is considered totally useless. The shtar, under these circumstances, they say, is considered useless. Amos says the Gemara, when do they want to reuse the shtar? Ilema, if you'll say lemachar or yomachara, that you want to use this on a different day. So ask the Gemara, why did the Gemara have to say that the problem with the shtar is, as we just explained, shekvar nimcha shibudai, that the money was already, that the obligation is no longer in place? Typically, there should be a different disqualification identified. Davle shtar mugdam. The date on the shtar is the wrong date, because it was written not today. El and the Tanan, and the Mishnah teaches us, the shtar chayva mugdamim, a shtar that's predated is possible. El alav, it must be that it was a shtar written today. So we see, the Gemara said a moment ago that people don't pay up on the day of the loan. Ask the Gemara, here we see that people do pay up a loan on that day. Says the Gemara, Alma pari in shibiyoma. Answers the Gemara, Amalei mika mina. Did I mean to say the loy pari klal, that people never pay up on the day that they took a loan? That's not what was said. What was said is the loy shchichi in shibiyoma biyoma kamina. It's not normal, it's not usual that people pay up on that day, and therefore we don't have to be concerned for it, but it doesn't mean it never happens. Rav Kahana, another explanation of the Gemara that says, HaMoitzi Shtar Choy B'Shuk, Yachziru, that the Gemara quoted, that Rav Yochanan said that HaMoitzi Shtar Choy B'Shuk, V'Kosuba Hempuk, V'Kosuma Yizmane B'Biyoyim, Yachziru L'Balim, it's talking about Kshishchayiv Moida, that the loiva is moida that he hasn't paid. If the loiva is moida that he hasn't paid, so that's why we give it to the malva. Ask the Gemara, of course, if the loiva is moida that he paid, then maila memra, what's the chiddush? Says, so the Rishonim ask, we learned earlier in our Masechta that there's a concern of a kanunya, that the malva and the loiva made some sort of a conspiracy to be able to go after the lekuchas. So why is that not a concern that the Gemara thinks about here? So the Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz say that two answers. One answer, he says, is that even if there's a concern that there's a kanunya between the malva and the loiva, even in a case where there's such a concern, we don't assume that the very day that they made the loan, that same day they made a kanunya. That's the teretz Rabbeinu Peretz says. Another teretz that's given, if we're still speaking about the same day, so there's no reason to make a kanunya. What you should do is just write a new shtar, and you would accomplish as much as doing something which is dishonest and it could only get you into trouble. And therefore, we're not concerned, even though we learned earlier in the Masechta the concern of kanunya. Here in this case, we don't need to be concerned about a kanunya. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara goes back to its question. Of course, if the loiva admits that he still owes the money, maila memra, that we give it back to the malva. Answers the Gemara, matatei mahai mifri pera, that he really paid it up. V'hai de kama loy prati, the reason he said he didn't pay it, shun de kama hadal masva by zim nachrita, he wants to use the shtar again. Why does he want to use the shtar again? L'shita de safra chayish, he is worried that he doesn't want to have to pay lawyers to draw up another shtar. Kamash Malan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says we don't have to be concerned from that, because if that's the concern, the malva won't allow the loiva to do this. Because Rabbanan will hear that I allowed the loiva to get away with this, and that they'll realize that the shtar is not good, and I will be the loser. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned for it. Ask the Gemara, but why is this any different from what we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis? We learned, was found, if there's a Christ Nechosim, we learned, Lo Yachsis should be not given to the Malva. And when we learned the Gemara, and trying to explain what is the Mishnah referring to, but Kimnu, we explained that it's talking about a case, Shechayiv Moida, that the Loiva is Moida that he owes the money. And why don't we give it back to the Malva if the Loiva admits that he still owes the money? Because we're concerned, Shema Kosel Luvas Benissen, Leilava Tishrei, that the loan didn't take place until Tishrei, and the Lekuchis, the Lekuchis will be deprived inappropriately. Shalaika did. But we did not, in explaining that Mishnah, introduce the concept that this should not be acceptable, that we should not be concerned about this, because if it's not true, we have now a new concept. The Malva Gufa Leishavik, the Malva will not allow this to happen. Domalei, the Malva will insist to the Loiva, Ksoiv Shtar Achrina, write a new Shtar, Bis Tishrei, because I'm concerned, Del Misham Rabbanam Afsalei. So the fact that the Malva wants this, why is that not a consideration? Amri, says the Gemara, Hasam, in the case of our Mishnah, where the loan was written in Nissan, but it didn't take place until Tishrei, Shem de Isle Revocha. The Malva has something to gain. What does he have to gain? The Ketar Flekuchas. If the loan didn't take place until Tishrei, so any property that was sold between Nissan and Tishrei is not open for collection by the Malva. Since it's not open for collection by the Malva, so therefore the Malva will play along with the Loiva, because he has more Lekuchas to collect from. The Katar of Lekuchas, all the people who bought assets from the Loiva between Nissan and Tishrei, now become open for the Malva collecting. And that's Menach Nichle, that's something that the Malva is satisfied with, and even though it could end up blowing up in his face, but he's not going to say anything because he has what to gain by not saying anything. Therefore, where the shtar is today, there's no profit to the Malva by reusing a shtar, because he's not going to gain more assets, more lekuchas from which he could collect from. It's all one date. Even the Esley Lervacha, he has nothing to gain. The soiv shtar in the ksiv. The date is the same. And now he wants to be able to collect from Lekuchas. And if it's a shtar that's being reused, and the halacha is that a shtar that's reused is a disqualified shtar, why would he want to use that shtar that he could end up really losing by using that shtar and nothing to gain? And therefore, it's only in such a case will the Malva say, no, this shtar is not good, and won't take it back. But in the case of the Mishnah, where the Malva has something to gain, since in the case of our Mishnah, the Malva has something to gain, we need to be concerned that he's going to not say, well, this shtar is no good, because he has something to gain. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoin Achamasa Bezdin. A woman collected, who came to Bezdin to collect the ksuba. And the husband says, I already paid it up. We don't believe him. He's going to have to pay. So the question is, asked Tysus, if that's the case, why do we ever have to write a ksuba? If the husband's anyway not going to believe that he's going to say parati. So the answer is that there's two answers that I saw the Rishonim suggest. One answer I saw the Rishonim suggest is because Tysus ksuba. The basic ksuba, as we learn in Masechta Ksubas, is a mana for a almana, 100 for almana for a woman who's not a psula, and mosayim for a psula. But often, even bizman hazeh, what's included in the ksuba is Tosfos ksuba. Of course, without actually having the document, you can't collect Tosfos ksuba. And therefore, the ksuba is there for the Tosfos ksuba. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is for an oriv. Very often, they would take an oriv to be included in the obligation of the ksuba. But the obligation of an oriv is only there for a written document. And that's why, even though a woman can collect the ksuba, even if she can't produce the actual ksuba, still, for the oriv, if you want an oriv connected to this ksuba, mm-hmm. you're going to have the ksuba committed to writing. My tama, says the Gemara, why is that the reason that you're going to have to pay and the husband can't just say parati? Because kamasa bezdin, anything that was instituted through a takaras chachamim is commanded nokat shtar biyodidami. The halacha views it as if the woman is holding on to a shtar. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, the loy mishnah seinu yuzeh, isn't this a mishnah that maisa bezdin is considered like a shtar? And the mishnah mesachta ksubas tapei ches amabeis teaches us that if a man divorced his wife and she's asking for a ksuba, hotzi a get, and she's able to produce a get for einam a ksuba, but she can't produce a ksuba, still gaiv a ksuba asa. So he's asking, what are you telling me that isn't obviously taught already in a Mishnah? Amalei, ilav de deloy chaspo, so Rabbi Yochanan said, if not that I picked up from you the chaspo, so you won't find the diamonds under it. The way the Mefarshim explain is that very typically in the sea, there's big pieces of shards that are worthless, but under them are valuable diamonds. That's what he's saying. What I'm saying is really no great chiddush, he admits. It's a Mishnah. But I was the one that was able to explain to you and reveal to you what the Mishnah meant to say. Amar Abaya, my Maganisa, why are you saying that this is such a wonderful diamond, this is a wonderful pshat? Dilma, maybe it's referring to a situation, that Mishnah speaking about a case, but Malcolm Shain Kaiser Ksuba Skinan, in a place where Ksubas were not written, therefore the get is a Ksuba. But maybe, Alva Malcolm Shakaiser Ksuba, in a place where Ksuba is put into writing, the Loch will be in the Kita Ksuba. If she shows her Ksuba, Gavya should be able to collect it. Viloi, and if she can't show it, Loi Gavya, because you have to have the Ksuba, because we could always be concerned that maybe he did pay the ksuba, and she is supposed to be ripped up, but she isn't showing it for that reason. But then, says the Gemara, Hada Amabaya, La Milsadamri. What I just said is incorrect. Disak Datach, if we're going to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a case, but Mokim She'en Ksoyis and Ksuba Skinen, it's a place where the ksuba is not normally written. Avil, in a place where Mokim She'en and Ksuba, in the Kita Ksuba Gavya, if she can produce a ksuba, then fine, Eloi, but if she can't produce a ksuba like Gavya, so then the question is Amona men Erison. The halacha is that Amona men Erison is entitled to a ksuba. But even though she's entitled to ksuba, they didn't write the ksuba until after the Nesuin. But my Gavya, what will she be able to collect the ksuba that she's entitled to? Beidi Mrs. Baal, you're going to say, because she'll bring Adam that her husband passed away, Lita and Velema Parati, but maybe the Yorish of this Orus who passed away should be able to say that the husband paid it up. V'chitema Hachinami, and if you'll say that that indeed is the Halacha, so then the question is, Imke Mayil Cham Takantam. Chazal wanted to give the Arusa Ksuba, but if every time since the ksuba is not written, the people who will have to pay the ksuba will have to, will always be able to say it was paid up. So that means, and the way I sort of mafarshim explained, and Beis Din will make this claim on behalf of them, so then we'll never have a ksuba paid to an arusa. And if Chazal said that an arusa, which is going to be our next sugya, is entitled to a ksuba, it must be that they made it in a, they made the rule in a way that the rule could be fulfilled. And if this is the case, it wouldn't be able to be fulfilled. So must be, says Dalocha, that a mana from Erison, even though she doesn't have a ksuba, is entitled to collect the ksuba from the Yorishim of the Oris, and they can't say Parati unless they have proof that indeed the ksuba was paid. Usually when we speak about that type of proof, we mean a shiver. They have a receipt that it was paid. But in the absence of that, if she comes in and is able to prove that the Oris passed away, they will have to always pay the ksuba.